ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Excess Baggage, written by Julia Astley and read by Laura Bratton. Chapter 1. The clock radio woke Lucy Morgan with Here Comes the Sun. It was too blearily early in the morning for her to sing along with the Beatles, but she let the lyrics dip into her mind a few times over the next hour, like pebbles skimmed pleasingly over a smooth, whispering sea. She was ready for the sun, after a long, soggy summer, in which radio DJs had played It Might As Well Rain Until September, until the joke wore as thin as the flimsy, strappy holiday frocks that disappointed women had shivered in all around the British coast. Lucy's holdall, hideous puce nylon, part of a three-for-two bargain, was crammed with swimwear and sarongs and loose, light clothes for a reliably un-English climate, with no space allowed for the usual cautious cover-up for evenings. You didn't fly 3,000 miles, in economy, on a charter, and turn down 2 lucrative weeks' work, repainting Aileen Charter Todd's kitchen yet again, ocean blue being so last year, just to have to cater for a chill breeze and the possibility of showers. In her hand were keys, 2 passports, and a Sainsbury's bag full of cat food, to leave outside of Sandy's basement flat. Sandy was also custodian of her ladders and brushes, which were locked safely away in her garage. Lucy's daughter, Colette, was impatient by the door, giggly and overexcited. Just now, she looked a lot younger than 12, much more like a very small child who doesn't yet doubt the existence of Santa Claus and good fairies. Lucy smiled at her, hoping a hint of her own disappointment didn't show in her eyes. Ross wasn't coming with them. "Passport's expired, sweetie. Sorry, should have checked," he drawled, with not even the pretense of real regret, down the phone the night before. She'd heard him slurp some wine, heard the clink of glass and the unmistakable click-clicking of high heels across his pale new Augusta oak floor in the background as he spoke. The clicking had been Lucy's replacement, presumably, checking out the lie of the land and the route to Ross's bedroom. With luck, those spiny heels would have gouged ugly pitted holes in the immaculate wood, and ever after remind him that for this he'd dumped a woman whose idea of a perfect shoe was something innocently flat, with a harmless, soft sole. "We've got to go! It's nearly 7! Colette's fingers were clumsy as she hurriedly unfastened the safety chain, then bent to wrestle with the stiff bolt at the bottom. "I must oil that when we get back," Lucy muttered, as she picked up her bag and followed Colette out into the shabby communal hallway that no one felt driven to clean.
"Why? We'll be only here till Christmas. Then we'll be living somewhere new."
More enviable youthful innocence, Lucy thought, as she slammed the main front door behind them and sent Colette down the basement steps with the fortnight's worth of cat food for Sandy to feed to the cat. Somewhere new, at the right rent, in the right area, and the right size had yet to turn up, and the expiry date of her current lease wasn't negotiable. She'd do serious flat searching after this holiday. For now, all she had to think about was getting the two of them to Gatwick and praying her rusting, resentful heap of a van wouldn't choose this drizzly early morning to spring a leak from its radiator or split a vital hose.
"Why have we got this?"
Colette's bag was on the pavement next to the van, and she was pointing at the big square of paper stuck to the windscreen.
"Mom, it's been clamped, but we are residents."
Lucy read the notice. "Residents without road tax," she said, her heart thumping as she frantically thought out a potential plan B for getting to Gatwick. "Sod it, bugger it. We'll have to get the train. Is that bag too heavy for you to carry as far as the station?" Without a word or even a glance, Colette hauled it over her shoulder and started marching ahead of Lucy, her rigid back and over-fast walk proclaiming blame with every step. Lucy kicked the van's near side back tire as she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?